This podcast is brought to you in part by Patreon. Patreon helps content creators create more of the content that you love. If you like this podcast and you like our comics, our videos, and all the other stuff that we do online, check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/clownfishstudios. That's patreon.com/clownfishstudios. Thank you for your support.
Chewie, we're home.
Is the Force strong with this one? We're talking about the new Star Wars trailer, so stick around. Back to the Shadowbinders podcast. As always, I am Tom Pratt, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Cambria Pratt.
Hello.
And so we're going to talk about what the rest of the internet is talking about, and that is the trailer, the second trailer for Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
Yay! Okay, so if you haven't seen it yet, you've been living under a rock.
Don't listen because you'll ruin it.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it yet, if you haven't seen it yet, yeah.
Pause this right now and go see it. What the heck?
Pause it, YouTube it, come back. And we'll wait for you. Okay, you done?
Yeah, we're not going to wait.
We're not going to wait. No. Just pause it, watch it, come back to it. Okay, so the new trailer for Episode 7, wow. It's definitely, I got to tell you, we talked about this in our geek year in review. I wasn't very impressed with the original teaser trailer, and I think a lot of that was it didn't give you a very good indication of the plot, and most importantly, it didn't give you any
indication of anything.
Really? None of the original cast members were in that trailer. Mm-hmm. They were introducing the new characters, and it just, to me, just felt very much like the prequel trailer, where it's like, here's a whole bunch of random new people, you know, that I don't care about. This one definitely, I joked, I said it hits you in the nostalgia sack pretty hard. It does. Pretty much everything we were hoping for, I think, with the original teaser trailer was in this one. It opens with the new character. I think they're calling her Rey. Daisy Ridley, is that the actress's name?
I have no idea.
The girl character on her speeder bike thing in front of a crashed Star Destroyer, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
It was very awesome. So it looked like, and apparently the planet that they're on, and this one is not Tatooine.
No, they said it was not Tatooine.
It's like a junk planet or something. I think Jakku or something like that.
I didn't see what the name was, but yeah, it was not Tatooine, they said.
Yeah, so we have the whole, you know, the Force music swelling, and then they go right for the nostalgia, and they've got the burnout mask of Darth Vader, and Luke gives his monologue from Return of the Jedi, where he talks about the Force being passed down through his family, and presumably, we see Luke because we see a character with a robotic hand putting his hand on R2-D2. We see X-Wings. We get a glimpse of the new Sith character or whatever he is. Some people said he's a, Kylo Ren?
I know. I'm sorry. That does make me a little bit because we have Crimson Wren, which sounds very similar to.
Yeah.
That made me a little mad.
But he's people don't know what to make if he's a Sith. If he, they said he might be an Inquisitor, so he's like a Jedi hunter.
No idea.
They don't know. I have a theory about him, but I'll save that here for later. The new Stormtroopers. Which are actually actors in costumes, not CG.
Yay! We get started with the whole CG thing.
They have, you know, some scenes with the new characters. One of the characters, was it John Boyega? Is that his name? I think he is a stormtrooper or...
Don't know. They don't really explain that. They just flash it. So you have to watch it, Tom. Stop making assumptions.
I know. But I'm assuming they're going to be the two leads. I think they're going to be the new Luke and Leia of the series. Then they have this chrome stormtrooper, which looks a lot like Boba Fett to me.
Kind of, a little bit, maybe.
You know, the way she is holding, I think it's a she. I think people said it was a...
It looks like a stormtrooper helmet, but it's just so...
Yeah, but I think it's going to be kind of like the new Boba Fett of the series.
Oh, I hope it's a girl. That would just be amazing.
That would be really cool. And then, you know, we've got this awesome chase with new TIE fighters and the Millennium Falcon going into the crashed Star Destroyer. And it looks pretty cool. And then the music swells, and there's a logo, and we hear a familiar friend at the very end, which will make you cry.
It made me cry!
I think it made a lot of people cry. Yeah, Han Solo and Chewie, and Han says, I'm home. We're home.
We're home. I'm sorry, I'm going to cry just thinking about it. I cried when I saw it.
Yeah,
it was. I cried just thinking about it.
Even Matthew McConaughey.
I'll have to show my dad. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll show my dad this. He hasn't seen it yet, I don't think.
But, yeah, so pretty much I did a 180 on my opinion of this. I mean, I had higher hopes for it than the prequels. I thought it would fall somewhere between...
Oh, I figured it'd be better than the prequels. Wouldn't take
much. I figured it would fall somewhere between the prequels and maybe Return of the Jedi.
I like Return of the Jedi. So.
Well, I know a lot of people like Return of the Jedi, but...
Back off.
Personal feeling is it's the weakest of the three originals. I'm sorry. And we're going to have a fight now.
Yes, we are.
Because that's a big, like, I personally think they go Empire, New Hope, Jedi for the originals. But
well, no one cares what you think.
Yeah, nobody does care what I think. But, yeah. Anyway, so.
They didn't have the furry Ewoks with their cute furry cheeks.
I think the Ewoks are what?
They were fun, and they were furry, and they were adorable.
Yub Yub.
Yeah, they took out their song. I was so upset.
They did take out the Yub Yub song. That was kind of a bummer. Actually, it's one of the changes with the... we could go. That's a whole other podcast. But of the many, many changes, that was one of the dafter... I mean, some people hated the Yub Yub song, but...
I know a lot of people hate the Yub Yub song, but
yeah.
A lot of people hate us, though. So.
Hate us.
I don't know.
I don't know. But yeah, so I thought it was pretty cool. Cam, I've been talking most of the time. So.
Well, I don't know what you want me to say. I cried. I watched it, two or three times, and every time I cried. Just thinking about it, I want to cry. You're okay until the end.
Yeah.
It's awesome, but yeah, it's kind of depressing because he looks old, but it's awesome, but it's kind
of... Well, he looks about like he did in Crystal Skull.
I know, in context of Star Wars. And it's so awesome, but then it's almost like, but it's so sad because it's like, but how much longer are we going to have him, you know? And
Yeah, the Falcon's out to get him because, you know, the set collapsed on him. They crashed his plane. And
you wager me in the game, I'll show you.
Yeah, so...
Falcon shot first.
The Falcon shot first.
So
they need to, that's one thing they need to do. They absolutely have to have a joke in there about who shot first.
Well, they might, probably.
That would be freaking hysterical. Han making some jab about shooting first. Well, and J.J. Abrams probably would do that, actually. I mean, he would definitely go there.
I know they had the Star Wars, some of the Star Wars costumes on display. Celebration.
Yeah, Celebration. That's when they unveiled the trailer. That's a big Star Wars convention. Never gone to it. I would love to go to it sometime.
Yes, I'd love to go to it, too.
But they were talking about, they were pulling that up. Now, but yeah, they had a lot of costumes, and they were actual physical costumes.
Yes, I know. It's so much better.
An actor's head spliced onto a CG body.
And I saw they had snowtroopers, too, so I'm like, okay, so they have a flame-throwing trooper,
yeah,
and they have the snowtrooper, so I was glad about that. So apparently it's going to be an ice world again.
Yeah, they're not sure if it's Hoth or if it's... Well, actually, in the one scene where the stormtroopers are sort of like having a Nazi rally there where they're in front of the... Empire flag, or it looked like it was an ice planet. It looked like it could have been Hoth, or
might have been.
Yeah.
And then they were talking about the new dish on the Millennium Falcon, how it's like rectangular now and not round.
Oh yeah, because it got knocked off in Jedi. So.
Yes, it does have a dish.
Because Lando can't drive.
Lando can't drive.
Yeah. So.
And they have the new X-wing fighters.
And they look about the same.
Yeah, just like an upgraded version. Yeah. Scrolling down, they're sleeker.
Yeah.
It's like comparing
yeah.
the cars of the 70s to the cars and now we'll hit the windshield.
Yeah,
and stuff.
But it's kind of, you know, strange too, though, because, you know, that's one thing that really kind of, with the prequels, kind of took me out of it was the technology in the prequels seemed like it was so much better than the sequels. You know, yeah. like I understand, you know, the rationale was, you know, war was supposed to degrade the galaxy, but it was like it was too far of a jump that they had all these really advanced droids and ships.
Yeah, it
and
was
then
too much.
It went from that to, you know, junk.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of junk.
I understand you would go, yeah, it would take a step down a little bit, but not that much. And here's Finn's concept art.
Okay, Finn,
and
that's.
He has a lightsaber, so.
Yeah, yeah, I think. Well, now here's the thing about the lightsaber. Now, this is, you know, going into like spoilery territory. The lightsaber that they show in the trailer, they show it being passed to presumably Leia, because they talk about, Luke talks about his sister having it, and she grabs a lightsaber. That lightsaber is Anakin's lightsaber. That is a lightsaber that Luke lost when he got his hand chopped off. So, you know, I'm trying to figure out where that came from, because, you know, the saber dropped down.
Which one, the one they passed along, or this one that he's wearing?
The one he's wearing, even in the concept art for Finn, that is Luke's blue lightsaber.
Okay,
that
well, you'll
Anakin's.
Have to share these pictures to people that we're talking about.
Yeah, we're looking at pictures from Celebration. They have concept art of Finn.
Well, that was the drawing, but it was drawn with the actor, so it had to have been. His shoes remind me of something to Back to the Future.
Yeah, they do look like Back to the Future shoes. But no, we've seen this lightsaber come up, and supposedly, from you know, the internet being all spoilery, the plot revolves around the characters trying to get the lightsaber back to Luke, or finding Luke.
Is that
Luke
where your
been,
theory ties in that you're talking about?
That is,
the one? That,
yeah.
I thought the theory wasn't the theory anymore.
Well, I'm not, which theory?
I don't know, I'm confused. Okay, let's get back to this. There's that BB-8.
BB-8, the new droid, the yellow astromech droid, or I'm sorry, orange astromech droid, looks CG, but he's not. He's actually, he's actually a prop, and I guess they had him at Celebration. He was doing circles around R2, which is pretty cool. And I guess the R2 units used in this film were actually created by the fans. They were built by the fans.
Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome.
Which is very cool. Very, very cool.
A lot
cool.
of skill there. Take advantage of it. That's smart. Then they have First Order Stormtroopers. And then they have...
Yeah, I guess from what I can gather, it's not going to be the Empire and the Rebels. It's going to be the First Order... And that
sounds like the Third Reich, you know?
Yeah, well, I think that's what it is. I think
because
like
he said it was like a Nazi rally.
Yeah, they're like Nazi stormtroopers. And then the rebellion is actually called the Resistance.
Well,
so.
I love that they're really creative names for the characters. Desert Nomad and Junkyard Thug.
that sounds like a Kenner action figure. They would have
a lot of Kenner action
Junkyard figures. Thug, and then they'd give him some elaborate backstory.
That's funny. It was like his face looks like mud. That's funny.
Junkyard Thug.
I thought that was like, oh, that's creative.
So they're like the new sand people then, I guess.
Kind of, yeah. And then we have Rey's concept art.
Yeah, now the rumor is with Rey, and this is, you know, spoiler territory.
I hope no one wanted to know this stuff, because you're just like...
I don't know. If you don't want spoilers or whatever, shut it off. Shut the podcast off. But supposedly she's... the rumor is she's Han Solo and Leia's daughter, which negates everything in the... Expanded universe because
well they already negated the expanded universe anyway.
Yeah
what's
and
sad,
she looks
Mara Jade was awesome I'm
yeah
just saying.
But she looks like she could be Leia's daughter. She kind of looks like Padme actually, so.
Yeah I thought she looked more like Padme to me.
Yeah
and then here's her outfit and she's got like the whole like almost like a sand people type get up going on,
goggles and
yeah
stuff, but you know it's nice to see that they're all physical props and
yes.
like, you know, throw a CG costume on her or something.
Be something to see. I remember I got to go to the Aeronautic Museum, Aerospace Museum at Smithsonian when they had the big Star Wars exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
It was so awesome.
Well, it's like the Madame Tussauds is doing the
the
Wax Museum, and they have a Jabba. It looks really cool.
Yeah, well, Leia looked, we couldn't tell it wasn't her. Your First Order Snow, and they always have First Order written before it. First Order Stormtrooper concept art, or Snowtrooper concept art.
Yeah, so it's not the Empire anymore. It's sort of the And actually, if you look at their helmets, they almost look like the Nazi gas masks or
kind of do with the bottom nozzles,
like World War One.
Are you my mummy?
But they do. So I think there's definitely these are like the uber psychotic.
My iPad won't scroll. Oh,
the iPad's not scrolling. You broke it with the awesomeness.
Can't keep up.
Yeah, but you can tell they're descended from.
Flame trooper. Everybody's excited about the flame troopers.
Yeah, flame troopers look.
The flamethrower troopers. And then that's that. And then what else is on here? I'm looking. We'll put a link to it. It's from IO9. Here we go. Kylo Ren's hilt.
Mm.
Oh, that's the three.
The cross guard lightsaber. It looks like it was rigged because you look at it up close. It looked like they had an existing lightsaber and then they just sort of.
Well, I'm sure that was the kind of point. What he did too.
Spliced.
These are 3D prints of it. Yes, they must have awesome because that's what you can do now with 3D printers.
Hmm.
It's really cool. Here you can see up close. It's really neat. And then we have Kylo Ren.
The Kylo Ren or Kylo Ren?
I don't know, but it sounds like either way, it sounds like Crimson Ren. I'm just saying.
Yeah, kind of. He apparently is going to be
Kylo
new,
Ren. Yeah, whatever. We're pronouncing it wrong. Whatever.
Vader character. Actually, his mask looks like the one. Jedi Council member from Phantom, Plo Koon. Was it Plo Koon? The one, the alien guy with the.
Oh, the name's familiar. I can't remember.
Yeah, it kind of looks like his mask.
So there's his outfit. And he kind of reminds me of, from Fantastic Four, too.
Oh, Dr. Doom?
Does look like Dr. Doom.
Yeah, he's very,
Oh, look, there's a woman with really bad Mickey Mouse skirt. Or pants or something in that picture.
And she's listening to this podcast, and
someone has a backpack. It's like Yoda's hanging off his back.
That's cool. Yeah, we'll have to go.
We're looking at the people in the back of the pictures.
Yeah, so they're. I mean, yeah, and he looks pretty formidable. He actually doesn't look like science fiction. He looks like he stepped out of the Middle Ages.
Well, that's why he reminds me of the Doctor Doom from the movie.
Yeah, but they talk about you know, he might be something called an Inquisitor, which is
that's very
like a Jedi hunter. Now, my theory. This is my theory. My theory is
if you give your just remember if you give your theory and you're wrong, you're gonna look stupid.
I'm gonna look really stupid, but that's
I have no theories. I'm keeping my theories free.
I'm wondering if this Kylo Ren or Kylo Ren is actually Luke Skywalker.
Well, that's what you said you heard. That's why I asked. That was the same theory you heard before.
Yeah, I'd heard people kind of wondered about that. The reason I'm asking or wondering that is because it would make sense if the guy, like, he's known for hunting down Jedi, but maybe he's not actually hunting them down as he's trying to, you know, recruit them, to train them, and how best to do that, but let the Empire
I'm trying to look at his hands, but you can't really tell from his hands, because it looks like either in silver or that's the mannequin.
Yeah, because if he has a robot hand, but it would be covered anyway, so.
So can get past that skirt. Is she bending over? I think she is. I'm sorry, it's just distracting me. No offense if you're wearing that skirt, but why? Anyway, I don't know. Yeah. I'm just excited. I'm trying not to form too many.
Yeah, because people got real. I mean, I remember, you know, when the Phantom Menace trailer came out and people were, like, going nuts for it. And it was cool, but at the same time, I was
and you watched it and came out, what the heck is Jar Jar Binks for?
Yeah, but, you know, you have to compare, like, compare the two trailers. The original, the Phantom Menace trailer had, the opening shot had a duck-billed alien on the back of a dinosaur. Okay, which didn't exactly scream Star Wars.
No.
And this one's got a Star Destroyer. So
yeah, that was smart because they always had, like, in the beginning of Star Wars, like the episode four, they always had, they had the Star Destroyer.
And yeah, and I'm wondering if this one maybe it'll show it crashing or something.
I don't know, but it's kind of like a throwback. And then people point out, and they point out that there was a throwback with the way Han and Chewie were standing with the end to the first episode four movie with Han and Chewie. That's where they were standing there, and they kind of pointed that out too. So,
yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of nods too. I mean, J.J. Abrams is a huge Star Wars fan.
Yeah, me too. Love Star Wars.
So I think this will be awesome, and it's going to be interesting because I know, like, George Lucas said he gave a bunch of ideas to Disney for how they should proceed with the story, and they pretty much, like, didn't use any of them.
Really?
Yeah, they're just like, no, that's okay, we got this, George. So, which I feel kind of bad because it's
still, it's, you know, his thing. But
I mean, because, you know, even though people didn't like the prequels, the basic story ideas of the original trilogy were still George Lucas's, you know. So, you know, he was a little more hands off in Empire and Jedi, but it was still his basic idea, and it is kind of sad that, you know, it's like, yep, thanks, Grandpa, but don't need you anymore, you know? Yeah. So yeah. I hope he enjoys it. I hope they at least, you know.
I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
So, and that's Christmas time, so I know what I want
to
do.
Yeah, which is really different, for them to release it at Christmas.
But I don't care, I'm going.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. I mean, it's going to be absolutely huge. I mean, this is the one you're probably going to have to buy tickets, like,
three months
ahead of time or something.
If I have to. Because I really want to see this.
Yeah, I think everybody does. So, that's our initial reaction to the Star Wars trailer. Like I said, if you haven't seen it.
Bring tissues.
It's awesome.
So. If I watch it again right now, I'd probably cry. I'm half tempted to watch it again to see if I cry again. Because I probably would. I'll just cry about it.
Okay, well, Cam's going to go have a good cry. And we will...
I can't help it. It's so awesome.
Talk to you later. This podcast is brought to you in part by Patreon. Patreon helps content creators create more of the content that you love. If you like this podcast and you like our comics, our videos, and all the other stuff that we do online, check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/clownfishstudios. That's patreon.com/clownfishstudios. Thank you for your support.